OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, September 26th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. If former President Donald Trump wins the election in November, Elon Musk could be given a role in cutting government red tape. We'll look at what Musk's past interactions with federal regulators could tell us about how he might approach this job. And then, Amazon is working to improve its standing in the artificial intelligence race, and it's turning to one of the chief architects of its voice assistant, Alexa, to do it. We'll tell you about Rohit Prasad and his strategy. But first, last week, Elon Musk said he planned to sue the Federal Aviation Administration, claiming regulatory overreach after the agency alleged that Musk's company SpaceX violated rocket launch regulations. The FAA said it's seeking about $633,000 for three different alleged violations during two SpaceX launches last year. This isn't the first time Musk has squared off with regulators, and his actions could give us a taste of what's to come if he's put in charge of a government efficiency commission in a second Trump administration. Here to tell us more is our columnist Tim Higgins. Tim, it wasn't that long ago that Musk seemed to be a fan of the FAA. What changed?
Elon has been critical of late of the FAA, kind of arguing that the agency isn't moving fast enough when it comes to space-related issues. You have to remember SpaceX is in this rapid kind of growth period. It's sending a lot of rockets into space for its satellite division called Starlink. It's expanding that business. It's also hauling things into outer space for clients. And then it's working towards its very large rocket that is part of SpaceX's bigger goal of reaching Mars and also getting to the moon. And so delays are nerve-wracking for them. Now, in the past, Elon has said that delays were usually attributed to SpaceX, not to the FAA. But clearly, there's some tension here, and it's part of a broader tension that you see with Elon Musk and just the Biden administration as a whole. You have to remember Elon has become much more political in the last few years. He often talks about how he thinks some of this is politically motivated because of the Democratic Party that is in power in the White House, and he has sided with Republicans in particular, has strongly and vocally endorsed former President Donald Trump.
The issue with the FAA isn't the first time that Musk has squared off against a regulator. What's another prominent example of this?
Tesla, the electric car company, which is working to develop robot taxis, driverless car technology, these kind of areas are in some ways operating in gray zones where the regulations are still trying to catch up with the technology. And you've seen him over time tend to use a tactic where he is ultra aggressive in how he handles these regulators. In part, it seems to be helpful in pushing through his agenda. The governments don't want to be seen as standing in the way of technology or progress, and he kind of knows how to use his sway. That said, he tends to also be ultra aggressive when it comes to more earthbound or more traditional regulations as well, whether it's with the SEC a number of years ago, which took issue with his infamous tweet saying that he had funding secured to take Tesla private. It turned out maybe the deal wasn't so done, and they charged him with misleading investors. Elon and Tesla ultimately settled with the government, paid some fines. This is why he's under this kind of order that he's not supposed to tweet the material information about Tesla without running it by the company. But the point being is that he's had this kind of defiant relationship with regulators for a while.
Why does his relationship with regulators matter now?
Elon's defiance with regulators takes on new meaning now that former President Trump has said he plans to name the tech billionaire as the head of a special commission to look for ways to reduce government, whether it's spending or regulations, really kind of allowing Elon to get into the weeds and start attacking the rules and regulations that he thinks are in the way of business. The idea is here's this very public person who would be potentially making recommendations on places to cut, whether it's spending or rules. That's an interesting position for him to be in.
All right, that's our columnist, Tim Higgins. Coming up, insiders at Amazon say the company has struggled to catch up with OpenAI, Google, and other companies in the AI race. We'll tell you about the man tasked with rebooting Amazon's AI approach after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.
Rohit Prasad is one of the chief architects of Amazon's Alexa voice assistant. Now, Amazon has put him in charge of a new team with thousands of people to develop AI products for an upgraded Alexa and other businesses. Because while Amazon's cloud computing division is set to benefit massively from the AI boom, the company also doesn't want to risk losing its position as a frontrunner in tech innovation. Here to tell us more is our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. So, Amazon's AI voice assistant Alexa is integrated into over 500 million devices around the world. So, Sebastian, how is it that Amazon is playing catch-up in the AI race?
The reason that OpenAI has been so successful, and Google as well, is that they started to work on large language models, these large AI models that power generative AI, that power technology like ChatGPT. They started working on this stuff years ago. And Amazon was not as focused on this technology as its competitors were. And it certainly was not as focused on it when it comes to its Alexa assistant. So Amazon started focusing on these large AI models later than its competitors did. And by the time that it started focusing on it, the competitors like Google, like OpenAI, like Microsoft were already a lot ahead.
So let's talk about Rohit Prasad, the man tasked with leading Amazon's efforts. What roles has he held inside the company?
So he was brought on to help launch Alexa, which was launched around 2014, 2015. And he really rose up the ranks in Alexa, and he eventually became their head scientist of Alexa. And in the past year, as Amazon's AI goals have become more broad, his role has evolved to essentially leading its most ambitious AI team. That's where he's evolved to today.
You recently wrote a profile of Rohit Prasad. Did you speak to him for that?
I did not speak to him. Amazon declined to make Rohit Prasad available for the piece. But what I do know about Rohit and speaking to friends of his and colleagues of his is that he is someone that's really passionate about bringing complicated tech to the masses. He's spoken a lot about just the challenges of getting generative AI out there and getting it to be reliable. And something that he's explained a lot is that getting AI to reason as a human does is one of the most challenging parts of it. That's why we see even OpenAI and Google with their AI models and with ChatGPT, sometimes they have imperfections, right? Sometimes they hallucinate. And this idea of getting a machine to reason like a human is a very complex part of this technology. And it's something that Rohit Prasad has spoken about a lot.
So how has Prasad tackled the challenges of building up Amazon's AI efforts?
Well, Amazon's AI efforts are very much in flux right now, and he is trying to wrangle just their goals and charge ahead. What Amazon's been focusing on is building in-house AI models that could compete with the likes of OpenAI and Google and others. Their hope has been that these AI models can not only be beneficial for them with products like Alexa and making Alexa smarter, but also be able to be attractive enough for other businesses to use.
Sebastian, you mentioned the release of ChatGPT in 2022. How did that change the approach Prasad and his team are taking?
ChatGPT was really a moment, not just for the industry, but for Amazon as well. When ChatGPT was released, some of Prasad's team, they were really surprised with how powerful it was and how easy it was to use. One interesting anecdote I got is that ChatGPT organized code at times better than Amazon's own internal systems for Alexa. And so at that point, they realized that their AI models were not up to speed, and if they wanted to create a better future for Alexa and one that could compete, they really needed to get their models up to speed. Part of the challenge for Amazon is that they're such a big company, and these teams that have been working on these AI models are really big. There's thousands of people working on this. And sources that I've talked to said that sometimes that's been a negative for Amazon's AI goals, that teams have been too bloated, that the models are taking forever to fine-tune, that some of these deadlines have been rushed because Amazon's trying to catch up to speed with OpenAI and others. Interestingly enough, Andy Jassy, the CEO, recently said that he wants to make Amazon in general more nimble. And so there's a focus right now at Amazon in making their processes less bureaucratic that could benefit some of the hardships that these AI teams have had.
I'm curious how the infusion of large language models into Alexa affected, you know, the voice assistant's reliability.
Well, interestingly enough, as Amazon infused large language models into its Alexa assistant, it actually became worse at doing simpler tasks. So in some tests, for example, it lost the reliability to turn on the lights at 90% plus accuracy. And that was a really big issue for Amazon, because one of the great things that Alexa does is that it does simple tasks like turning on the lights at a high accuracy rate. And Rohit Prasad is someone who's spoken about those sort of challenges, that when you put more information into the machine, it basically has information overload and then it can't do the things that it did great before. And for Amazon, they've been hesitant to release a product that maybe answers a question in a more human-like way, but all of a sudden doesn't tell you what the weather is like in your local town with accuracy. Amazon declined to talk about any sort of delays or troubleshooting issues that it's had with its AI models and with Alexa. So they did not speak about some of these issues and certain reliabilities with Alexa going down as they put more AI technology into it.
That was our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. We had additional support from Trina Menino. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet, oracle.com/wallstreet.